a dramatic transformation of a 1950s former YWCA building in downtown Shreveport is moving forward. The building, vacant since 2010, was left in rough shape. It will become the Marlene Yu Museum and Rainforest Art Foundation. The museum will draw from Yu's more than 4,000 abstract paintings that depict aspects of nature. The New York artist is known for large-scale works. Yu's foundation helps people appreciate the natural world through the lens of diverse art forms. Marlene's daughter, Stephanie Lusk of Shreveport, is directing the project.
I used to joke that I'd either have to have a baby or an art show to get my parents to visit us. And so since we had our toddler, they've been spending a lot more time here. My mom has really come to like Louisiana, the swamps and the wildlife, and how friendly the people are.
The building renovation is all in the family. Stephanie's father, James Yu, is a New York real estate developer who was one of the pioneers to transform Soho from an industrial wasteland 50 years ago to a high-end art and fashion neighborhood. He sees good bones in the YMCA building in a part of downtown that shows signs of an artist movement.
Over the years, you know, artists move in, first of all, then, of course, because the space are inexpensive, and then the galleries follow suit. Then, of course, all the residential amenities follow suit. And now it becomes a very chic area in Soho. So this might just go the same way, too.
Lusk has a fundraising campaign on Kickstarter. She aims to raise nearly $80,000 that will enable her to exhibit her mother's work in 7 spaces in Shreveport beginning in September. The campaign, the Lucky Sevens Project, will honor Yu's 70th solo exhibition at age 77.
She has her own style that she's developed in somehow transforming the beauty of nature onto canvas, and it's identifiably, that's a Marlene Yu painting.
The All or Nothing Kickstarter campaign ends on Tuesday, Earth Day. Lusk will lead hard hat tours of the building on that day from 9 to noon. The tours are open to the public.